You're listening to Moody Radio Cleveland.
Joe, did you buy a card yet for Valentine's Day?
Joe?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it? I didn't buy one either. I'm trying to help a brother out, you know? We got to help each other.
Thank you, man. Thanks for setting me up for that one.
Valentine's Day is not about you, Joe. It's all about Cindy, so you better get working, buddy.
Well, you know what? Cindy's birthday is coming up in a few days as well.
Oh, so that's the first thing.
That's the first things first here.
So, you poor man. Yeah. They're right in a row.
Well, you know what? Every day should be Valentine's Day. You have a really strong marriage.
Well said, Joe Farini.
Winning.
Well said. I'm writing that down. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, you can quote me on that.
I will.
So we had been talking about adultery in the past few weeks. And I guess just to start this conversation off, what exactly causes people to drift towards adultery?
Well, I'm going to start and just to briefly say that, you know, when we're not pursuing oneness in our family, in our marriage, you know, we really sometimes start to think, oh, the grass is greener on the other side, and it would be better if I was with this person or if I was doing that instead of this. And so I think that...
So daydreaming?
Daydreaming, fantasizing, yes, absolutely. And that just begins that drift apart, so you're not pursuing oneness. So I think that's the starting point right there.
You know, there are consequences to all of our actions and our words. And last week we talked about just that slippery slope that exists many times in what seems to be some innocent conversations between people. And we're not going to belabor that because we talked about that last week. But I think today what we want to do is hopefully talk to that individual who finds themselves right in the midst of this, one of those emotional adulteries or one of those situations where they're getting a little bit too close to the edge of moving into a physical love affair, a physical adultery. And so what we want to do is share some consequences with you of as a result of adultery, and hopefully that this will spur somebody on and help them to get courageous to break that adulterous pending relationship. So Cindy, why don't you start off and go from there?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we don't often consider, like, what is the pain that's involved if we continue with this. Like Kathleen, you said, daydreaming and then fantasizing. you know, we look at the fact, we have an article that we really enjoyed reading and getting sort of a handle on this. So if listeners want to go to familylife.com, the name of the article is called 40 Consequences of Adultery. And we have to understand that, you know, this was written from as if the man was the initiator of the adulterous affair. But we have to realize that the other side of that adulterous affair is a woman. So we have, you know, men and women who are entering into this, this relationship. And we don't recognize what the pain is going to be. And we have seen over and over and over again in relationships in the church, in relationships when we speak for family life, and we have conferees coming up and talking to us, that most of the time when people get to this point, they're like, you know what? All I really want is I want to get out of this marriage. I just want to cut everything down the half. She takes half, I take half. But you know what happens when you start to get to the real nitty gritty of everything? You start to look at what movies you have in your collection and who's going to get what. What pieces of furniture is each person going to have? And it just goes on and on. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to share just a couple. There's 40. We're not going to go through all four of them, all 40 of them. But just for instance, this very first one, the first thing I think someone should think about is, you know, we're breaking fellowship with God and we're breaking fellowship with our spouse. And I know we have thought often and have talked, like, when you think about someone in ministry, so I'll just use Joe and I, for example. And I think of the different things that we do in ministry. We do family life. We do discipleship. We have a number of other things that we're involved in, things here on the radio. And I just think, what would happen to that ministry if we should be unfaithful to each other? Who would even want to believe us anymore? Mm-hmm. And I think that becomes one of the main factors. And then, you know, from there, it's breaking that fellowship with the Lord, of course, and then you break that trust with your spouse, you break that intimacy, and, you know, people, when you're in it, you don't think about what, not that we have to, I don't really worry about what other people think in terms of when they have different opinions than I do. I enjoy hearing different opinions. But when it's a sin issue, people begin to look at that and they don't trust you anymore. They don't believe you anymore. And so then it transfers to the children, to the wife, to family, and to friends. And it kind of it has that ripple effect. And we have seen it where sometimes children are not talking to their parents anymore. And then the children are forever affected, the wife and both spouses, and then the spouse of the other person that you're having the affair with. It's just this ripple effect of like damages on the side of a road just left strewn there. And we watch it and we just think, you know, if you would have thought of this ahead of time, you know, would you have made a different decision? I guess that's our plea today. Could you think about where you're headed and stop it now?
Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Quick reminder, go to search for My Marriage Matters on Facebook. You'll find them real quickly. Today, we're talking about some of the consequences of actually deciding to do adultery.
Yeah, and Mom, you covered a bit there. Dad, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, you bet. You know, as Christians, you know, one of our focal points of our lives should be to be in alignment with God's purposes for our lives. We've talked about this in the past, about the importance of all Christians to really be engaged in helping to fulfill the Great Commission and be involved in preaching God's word. But, you know, there is a being out there that is acting as a cheerleader for people who are going through divorce, and that's Satan. Satan applauds people going through divorce. You know, I remember this one time I was invited to an international symposium on city reaching in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And one of the venues of that event was in a big arena. And as we were walking in, at all the doors were witches and warlocks.
Oh, wow.
That were yelling at us, chanting at us. They were mm-hmm. throwing chicken bones at us.
Whoa.
And you know, I don't speak a lick of Spanish. But I asked a guy who was next to me, and I said, what are they saying? He said, number one, they're cursing you. But most importantly, they are praying for destruction of your marriage and your family.
Oh.
Wow.
See, they realize that their message will be enhanced as our marriages and our families are being destroyed. You know, if you look back at many of the ills that exist in our culture today, you can trace them right back to the breakdown of the family. And that ultimately is the breakdown as a result of the breakdown of marriages today. So Satan is working overtime to destroy our marriages today. And in fact, the most viciously attacked institution in our country today is marriage. And so that's one of the reasons why Cindy and I are so passionately committed to doing everything we can to let people understand the consequences of not pursuing oneness in a marriage relationship. And that's why I might put a little plug in here for the upcoming Family Life Conference coming up pretty soon here, because that conference, in my opinion, is one of the number one conferences in the world talking about the importance of strong marriages. And so we know we have on our website the importance of attending this conference. We talk about that quite a bit. If you're interested, though, if your listeners are listening, are interested in that, they can go to 1-800-FL-TODAY or familylife.com and learn about how they can be a part of this conference coming up here in the Cleveland area. But this is an issue that we cannot just brush under the rug. I remember going to a church meeting, and it was kind of like they're talking about decorating in the church, and then it was kind of everything was flown in conversation. And it's, oh, yeah, and by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Smith are getting divorced this week. And it was kind of like that was just part of the discussion of what was going on in the church. And I said, whoa, 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 back it up. Did you just say someone is getting a divorce in our church? Has anyone talked to these people? And the answer was like, no. Are you kidding me? I mean, we are now witnessing the destruction of a family, and we're treating it as, you know, what's the color in the church pew church going to be today? You know, what color of carpet are we going to have today? These are not, they're not even on the same page with each other. And so we need to understand the devastation of divorce that can take place, of adultery. And we just need to be faithful to those marriage vows that God has given us.
Yeah, it's just about 7:30 here, and once again, we've been talking with Joe and Cindy Farini, where their ongoing ministry here for quite a while with WCRF has been strengthening marriage, and this is a very important topic. I know you guys have talked about the destructive nature of idolatry, and you've seen it. And if folks want to get more information, how can they get this article you've been discussing about the 40 consequences of adultery?
On our Facebook page at My Marriage Matters, if they just want to scroll down a little bit, they can find it. I also have a discount that they can get $100 off total from their conference fee. Scroll down on My Marriage Matters, they'll find the code there. And just make an effort to get there. Cleveland is still open. Cincinnati, where we're speaking, I think they're pretty much filled up. But you know what? Somehow when you need to get there, there's always an extra seat. So never hesitate to sign up and try to get there.
Thanks for listening. For more on this topic or other featured content, visit brianandkathleen.org.